Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from an artist in residence for the fourth annual Charlie Parker celebration taking place around Kansas City during August 17 to 29, 2017. That was New Orleans native pianist and composer Sullivan Fortner with the tune Parade, which he is ushering in with his jazz chops off the 2015 CD Aria on this specially themed hour of Neon Jazz. Paying our respects to Bird and the Jazz Cats in Kansas City, keeping the tradition of jazz roaring well into the future. So Sullivan began his jazz journey early on in life. He started playing music by ear at the age of 7. 2 years later, he was playing for church choirs throughout New Orleans. By the time he was 11, he won a Cox Cable Amazing Kids Award. And at the age of 13, he went on with his formal education in piano by attending the New Orleans Center for Creative Arts. And he earned scholarships to several prestigious summer programs, including the Vail Jazz Institute and the Skidmore Jazz Studies Program. He was always a standout on stage and in the classroom. He was even a valedictorian of his high school class while he nailed it on the piano in the classroom. He has studied and performed with legends over the years, and they looked over him and guided his growth, like the Marsalis family, Donald Harris, Marcus Belgrave, Irvin Mayfield, Peter Martin, Dave Liebman, and so many others. And before we leave that notion of him coming to Kansas City, he had some distinct thoughts on his visit.
Musically speaking, I heard somewhere through the grapevine it said, you know, jazz was born in New Orleans, and then moved up the river to Kansas City where it became a man and got pan. I will say that the music did change when it moved up the river, you know, from New Orleans to Chicago and down. You think of people like Jay McShann, you think of people like Mary Lou Williams, you think of people like Count Basie. There's such rich history, I think, but to be in there to soak up whatever was happening down there in Kansas City and what is happening down there currently now, people like Logan Richardson and Bobby Watson and a bunch of other people who are down there and who I'm going to meet and play with these next few weeks. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm just looking forward to just going into another area of the United States.
These days, he holds a master's degree in jazz performance from the Manhattan School of Music and continues to travel, record, and keep America very well and alive with the jazz craft, and we are glad to have him in Kansas City. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves to celebrate the spirit of Charlie Parker and grabs the best cats to blend in with the local talent to keep that jazz torch all yellow and orange, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to celebrate this Kansas City jazz town of ours over this next hour. So again, in honor of the fourth annual Charlie Parker celebration here in 2017, we are going to give you a Bird tune live from 1953. This is Cool Blues, and as we do that, we want to hear from Ava Bell Ramsey from the Mutual Musicians Foundation. They just launched a new website at mutualmusicianslive.com and have plenty of events to celebrate their 100 years of keeping jazz thriving. So as we slip into this tune, have a listen to her talk about Kansas City and jazz.
We're in a really, really good place right now with jazz music for it to grow, for it to just, you know, take its proper place. I don't know a better way to say it. I feel like as long as we give jazz music in Kansas City the proper energy and the proper respect, we're going to see a change in Kansas City as a whole, because that's what we're known for. Thank you.
Sullivan Fortner. I play the piano, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was one of the most important beacons of early jazz in KC. Pianist and band leader Benny Moten, joined by his Kansas City Orchestra, with the tune South off a 2007 CD simply called Kansas City. Benny was huge in taking that early New Orleans jazz sound and making it not only his own, but a cornerstone of what the Kansas City sound would eventually become. So from the past into the very present of now in Kansas City jazz, we bring you the debut album from a very talented sax cat here in Kansas City. He's been at it for 6 years in the city, and things are always moving forward. This is Ernest Melton with the tune Dark Whispers with his band Melting Sun off the 2017 EP Subconsciously. And on Eclipse Day 2017, August 21st, I caught up with Ernest after an open jam session at the Blue Room off 18 and Vine to talk about Bird and KC Jazz. So have a listen to him as we slip into the jazz subconscious.
I know Kansas City has been, it's been good to me, you know, so far. So I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to, you know, just be around in the scene, you know, get to play some kind of music. Charlie Parker, of course, is to me, he represents just development.
Yeah.
New, you know, not necessarily a repetition of what was, but just the fact that something that was never before.
Right.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Understanding that you need to understand what was before.
Right.
To make something new.
Right.
At least I feel that way.
Sure.
So, but yeah, that's how, either way, I'm happy to be a part of it. But yeah, that's how I see, that's how I always view him.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Christopher Burnett with the Artist Recording Collective here in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the proverbial Kansas City veteran on the Hammond B3, Ken Laverne with the tune Seven Sticks. This is another cat I caught live at the Green Lady Lounge with Steve Lambert and Todd Strait. He's always a solid ambassador of the live KC scene, and I asked him about Bird and paying respects to that KC jazz tradition. Have a listen to his thoughts.
So I think it's important to honor that, and it's still relevant. That's the thing. I mean, you talk to any jazz musician, with very few exceptions, they'll all say, you know, they shed Charlie Parker, and it's still the language. He's just such an international jazz hero. Even if you travel the world and you say you're from Kansas City, a lot of people, they'll say jazz, Charlie Parker. I think it's a part of just as Kansas City, which Kansas City's always been a music town, but that's Charlie Parker's probably our biggest single musical export to the world. I think it's important to honor that.
This next cat on this hour of jazz paying respects to Bird and KC is one of the brightest spots to ever grace the KC world. This is Grammy-nominated saxophonist, composer, producer, educator, and cool cat Bobby Watson with the tune Gingerbread Boy off the 2014 CD Horizon Reassembled on the Sky High Hour of Neon Jazz, baby. We'll be right back.
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
That was saxophonist, clarinetist, singer, and big band leader Jimmy Joy, joined by his orchestra with the tune Wild Jazz off that 2007 CD, Kansas City Jazz. So this cat was one of the earliest ones to play two clarinets at the same time. Originally named James Monty Maloney, this kid out of Dallas, Texas, he got all of that change by Deed Pohl in Kansas City in 1929. He spent his life delighting crowds with that jazz, and he was made an honorary Texas Ranger in the 30s, and he was also an honorary Kentucky Colonel after his band played three seasons at the racetrack at the official Kentucky Derby Orchestra. Born in Kansas City and loved around the world, joined by her quartet in 2008, this is the tune Long Distance off her CD Songbird by the legendary Deborah Brown, as we keep on giving you that Kansas City jazz, kids, right here on Neon Jazz.
Take me, I'm yours alone. Shake me, this can't be wrong. You're here beside me, though I'm alone. Time again you've told me so. Distance growing apart never enters our hearts. We know that true love comes from the mind. It survives the test of time. The night, I smile with pure delight. I close my eyes and think of you, long distance love.
That was pianist, organist, arranger, and bandleader Horace Henderson with his orchestra with the tune Smooth Sailing off a real KC 20s, 30s, and 40s CD circa 1996. So this initial claim of fame for him was being the younger brother of Fletcher Henderson. Right out of Cuthbert, Georgia, he arranged for most of the big-time jazz musicians of the era, like his brother. From jazz cat, radio man, and all-around class act, a definitive voice and torch of KC Jazz, this is David Bassi with his rendition of Parker's Mood off the 2007 CD, Like Jazz, and Yes, I'd Say So, next on Neon Jazz.
Down and blue, and my heart's full of sorrow. Don't hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? I'm going to Kansas City, wanna go too. No, you can't make it with me. Going to Kansas City, I'm sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. 'Cause there ain't nothing in Miss Creamy's dreamy town a honky-tonkin', two-timing monkey woman could do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time has come that I must leave you. And if I never see your smiling face again, just make a promise to remember, like a Christmas day in December, all through thick and thin, on up until the very end. Charlie Parker's been your friend. And don't hang your head when you see, don't hang your head when you see, when you see those six pretty horses pulling me. Put a $20 silver piece on my watch chain and look at the smile on my face. Sing a song to let the world know I'm free. And hey, 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 don't you cry for me. Don't cry for me. Don't cry for me.
Domino.
We started this hour with the one artist in residence for the Charlie Parker celebrations here in 2017, and we end it with the other that will be in residence. That was Sax Cat Devon Pennicott with the tune Lover of Nature, circa 2014. And after two tours of residency for the Bird celebrations, he's likely a lover of KC. And taking the final honors on this Bird KC Rich Hour and homage, we listen to Count Basie and the Kansas City Seven, giving you Lester Leaps In as we get ready to leap out. And before we do, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that has done much good for KC Jazz Radio and the well beyond, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey, yo!
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.